fast with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early Western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. There's danger on the trail ahead. Hi-ho, Silver. Away!
The Lone Ranger is brought to you by Cheerios, the new and exciting breakfast cereal from General Mills. Everyone knows that breakfast is the most important meal we eat. It's where you get all that energy for an active day ahead. And everyone also knows that ordinary breakfast cereals made from wheat or corn can become pretty monotonous when you eat them day after day after day. Now you have a choice. Cheerios are made from rich, satisfying, energy-producing oats. Every package of Cheerios is jam-packed with hundreds and hundreds of golden brown toasted little O's. Cheerios. Ask your grocer for Cheerios today and tell him you want to enjoy a new breakfast. A big bowl full of crispy, nutritious little O's. Cheerios. In the sandy vastness of Arizona Territory, there was no town more cheerless and foreboding than Quartzville. Situated in the midst of an arid, dun-colored hills, it sprawled like a tired dog in the never-ending sun. Yet it was beneath these grim, volcanic hills that nature had stored her richest silver ore. So there were many mines in and around Quartzville. And it was in the deep shaft of one of them that disaster struck without warning late one afternoon. A tremendous explosion hurled untold tons of rock and gravel across the mouth of a lower crossdrift. Over 20 men were sealed in a tomb, condemned to living death. A shrill-voiced steam whistle broke the awful news, and a few moments later, hundreds of frightened townspeople raced toward the entrance of the White Hope Mine.
Oh, Mark! Mark! Is it true? Everybody's saying that!
I'm afraid it is true, Miss Julia. Lower level of the White Hope.
What, Paul! Paul's down there! How could... What caused it?
No way it's Ellen. Maybe one of the boys was using a short fuse, or...
Okay. They're not dead. Not dead. They can't be. We've got to start tunneling through the...
Whole bottom of the shaft is gone, Miss Julia. It'd take us 10 years to tunnel through that.
There must be some way. We can't just stand here and let Paul and those poor men... suffocate.
You know the White Hope as well as I do. Ain't no way to... Unless...
What?
The Matchless Mine right above us. Maybe there's a cross-drift in that, nearer to...
The Matchless, that's it! I'll find Martin Finchley right away! Mr. Finchley, you must...
I've heard the news, Miss Clark. One of my men just told me. Where did it happen?
On the lower level, a rescue crew just went down.
That's horrible. Horrible.
But Mark, my foreman, tells me that we'll never be able to tunnel through the cave in time. I mean, in time to save Paul and...
I've already issued orders for my men to stop work. I'll send them all down to the White Hope.
That's very kind of you, Mr. Finchley. I know you want to help.
In every possible way.
Mike says that maybe there's a cross-drift in your mind, the Matchless. We might be able to reach the White Hope that way.
I've never thought of that, but it's possible. The Matchless is much older than the White Hope. As you know, I've been operating it less than a year, and...
Oh, you must have sketches of the original diggings.
I don't know. If I have, they're here in the office someplace. I'll look for them.
Please do. Then maybe we can...
What is it, Miss Clark?
I just remembered something. Mark has been here in Quartzville longer than any of us. He's either dug or helped dig every mine within 20 miles. Maybe he has the sketches of the Matchless and the White Hope.
Ask him by all means, and I'll look around here to see if I have any.
Thank you, Mr. Finchley. Oh, you don't know how much I appreciate your help.
Yeah, come to think of it, I did make a sketch of the old Matchless when we sunk the first shaft. That's a good idea, Miss Julia.
If you'll get them, I'm sure Mr. Finchley will help us with men, tools, or anything else.
I've got a crew down there working on the cave-in right now. As soon as I see how they're making out, I'll go over to my place and find those sketches.
Oh, Mark, we will save the men, won't we?
Now don't you worry too much, Miss Julia. If it's humanly possible, we'll get the boys out of there. Gotta make a light here. That's better. So I can look through the papers in my desk and see if... Yeah, here they are. By Juniper. I knew that.
I don't take those sketches. Hand them over.
What the?
This is a 45 that's not in your rib. Hand them over before I...
No, you can't get away with this.
Can't I?
I know you. You're one of...
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had made camp beside one of the few streams near Quartzville. They were busy repairing saddle gear while their horses enjoyed a well-earned rest.
This isn't an ideal campsite, Tonto.
It's plenty bad county. Too dry, me not like.
We won't stay long. By the way, when you went into Quartzville to get supplies this morning, did you hear any more about the explosion at the White Hope Mine?
I hear people talk. They say miners trapped in mine knock it out. Buried plenty deep.
It's too bad.
What make mine blow up?
There's no way of telling, Tonto.
Me think work in mine plenty dangerous.
It is. I wish there was some way we could help those men who are trapped down there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what it would be.
It was 2 days later that a heavy stagecoach pounded along the dusty road from Tucson to Quartzville. Only one passenger had chosen this particular time to visit Quartzville, and he rode on the high box seat beside the driver. Oliver Hornblow was not a large man, but he made up in dignity what he lacked in size. His black beaver hat might be dusty and far from new. His frock coat and striped trousers had obviously seen better days, but he wore them with striking conviction, because Oliver Meredith Hornblow was an actor.
Oh, get along there, you critters! Sir, you're one of them play actors, eh? Actor? My good man, I've been privileged to read the bard's immortal lines in some of the world's finest theaters.
Yeah?
And aren't we all actors? All the world, the stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts.
Yeah, I know. Saw a fellow one time in Vaudeville show that...
Vaudeville? It offends me to the soul to see a robustious, caring for patient fellow tear of passion to tatters, to bury rags, to split the ears of the groundlings.
What's that?
Hamlet, third act.
So, you ain't going off your range up here in Quartzville. Only stage up here is in the Opry House, and it ain't.
For your information, I have been summoned to this provincial hamlet in order to lend my art to a charitable cause.
Charity, eh? You must be talking about the benefit show for the widows and children of the miners who got caught in that blast of the White Oak.
That is correct. Mr. Martin Finchley was in Tucson yesterday, where I and my company of players are temporarily resting between engagements, and upon his request, I consented to appear as a benefit.
Yeah? Well, it's too bad about them poor miners. I knew most of them personally.
Isn't there still some small hope of rescue?
Mighty slim. Young Miss Julie Clark, she owns the White Oak now since her pa died last year. We got every man in town working on the cave-in.
How about the miners who work for Mr. Fitch?
They're up and two, but it ain't much use. Dirty shame, that's what it is. Paul Becker, young Miss Fella Clark, is going to marry his down there with the rest of them. The uncertainty of life. As Shakespeare soon wisely wrote in one of his deathless sonnets, like as the waves make towards the pebbled shore, so do our minutes hasten to their end.
Whoa, you critters!
This is it, Mr. Hornblow. This is Quartzville.
You mean this is? Why? It's nothing more than a collection of benighted hovels.
Oh, well. The worst is not, so long as we can say, this is the worst. That's from King Lear, Act 4.
Why always say, there's nothing worse than I am actor. Get out there!
Ham? Ham? Did that miserable varlet, that buckskin bumpkin called Oliver Meredith Hornblow a ham? Oh, my feet. Nothing but gravel on the street, and me with new soles in my shoes. And another thing. I'm hungry. 15 cents. Oh, well. Doth not good digestion wait on appetite and health on both? I'll find a restaurant. Ah, good day, my fine young friend. The Busy Bee Restaurant? I trust you serve food?
Yeah.
Good.
What do you want, Em?
Ham! Ham, you say? Why, you insolent young scoundrel of the skillet, you factor of the firkin, you dare to call me a ham?
No need for you to get riled up, stranger. All I said was, what do you want, ham? Because if you don't want ham, you're out of luck. That's all we've got.
I beg your pardon, young man.
You want it alone or with eggs?
Why, what is the price of, shall we say, a ham sandwich?
15 cents.
Excellent, excellent. Prepare it at once.
Sure.
Come right up!
Wait, there's one thing more. I noticed the thick and well-folded piece of parchment paper here on the table. Does it belong to you?
No. Somebody must have left it there. You can have it.
Thank you. Thank you a thousand times. A good, thick piece of paper serves an excellent shield for this hole in my shoe. There. Mend with bad soles, a surgeon to old shoes. That's from Julius Caesar, Act 1.
In the meantime, a man who had committed murder tried hard to explain a loss.
I tell you, Reno, I had it with me. Had it right here in my pocket, but now it's gone.
You half-witted loco coyote! You lost it? What do you think the boss will say when he finds out we...
It's my fault, Reno. Just an accident, that's all. I've been carrying them two pieces of paper around in my pocket ever since.
We've got to find them. Where have you been lately?
No place except, say, maybe them sketches could have slipped out of my pocket when I was...
Where?
Down at the Busy Bee Cafe. I was getting something to eat in there about an hour ago and...
Yeah, come on. We're going to find out. Hey, kid.
Yeah?
See anything around here, like a couple pieces of paper folded together?
Paper? Was it kind of yellow and thick like?
That's it.
Sure. Peppery old gent had a sandwich in here about 5 minutes ago. It was laying right there on the table, so he...
Did he pick it up?
Yeah, I was watching him. He crammed the whole thing inside of his right shoe.
Which way did this gent go?
Down the street, towards the opera house. He,
Come on, Slim!
Ah, this is indeed an ideal day for...
Hey, you! Stop! You've got something that...
Two angry townsfolk and daring guns! Oliver, this is a time for action! Stop! Stop, you old cage!
Aim for his legs, Slim. We'll get that shoe off fast.
They've mistaken me for a criminal, but this is no time to argue. I must get away, and what I need is a horse. That's it, my kingdom for a horse. There's one. Oh, this is an oddly shaped saddle. Oh, heaven forbid I should ever become a horse thief, but giddy up.
Wait, that's my horse.
Come on, Slim. We'll straddle our Bronx and run that critter down. There, Tonto.
I think we've got all the gear packed now.
Kimo sabe.
What's the matter?
Look, little fellow, tall hat. Ride this way plenty fast.
Yes, and the two men chasing him are using guns. I don't know who that man is, Tonto, but he needs help.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Silver.
Giddy up, Scout.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a moment. The Lone Ranger and Tonto are riding to help an actor who is playing his most exciting real-life role. Will they be successful? We'll find out, but first, here's some thrilling news for all you Lone Ranger fans. Do you remember just a few weeks ago when the Lone Ranger and Tonto captured a large gang of cattle rustlers? They brought those outlaws to justice when Tonto pretended to be a rustler and joined the gang. Then he and the Lone Ranger sent messages to each other in secret code by means of a rare old Indian finger ring. Remember when the ring was held up to light, mysterious signs and symbols appeared in its transparent stone. Would you like one of those exciting code rings? They're not for sale in any store, but you can get one simply by eating Cheerios. All you have to do is, after you finish a box of Cheerios, is tear off the top which says Lone Ranger Code Ring and send it to the address printed on the label. Write your name and address on the indicated lines and enclose 25 cents in coin or stamp to cover mailing costs. Your Lone Ranger Code Ring will be shipped immediately. And remember, it comes to you from Cheerios. Urging their mounts forward at top speed, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were soon racing alongside the horse that carried a badly frightened Oliver Hornblow.
More outlaws!
Get them over that ridge, Tonto. Then circle back to our camp. I'll stop these men behind us.
Uh-huh. You, straight ahead. Do like me.
No, I...
Go fast. Giddy up, Scout.
Whoa, Silver.
Whoa. There was an Indian riding with them. There they go, hightailing it over the ridge.
We'll trail him. As soon as I crease this hombre with the mask, get that cayuse off the trail before I...
Better not use that gun. You'll regret it.
Why, you? I warned you. Oh, my hand! He put a slug right through my hand!
I'm gonna...
Keep it in leather. Unless you want the same thing he got. Or worse.
Listen, no lead slinging long ride is gonna... I'm gonna count to three. And if you men don't turn those horses around and head the other way before I've finished, I'll plant some bullets where they'll do the most good. One, two.
Come on, Reno. I ain't hankering to stop this kind of lead. Get out!
Yeah, I... Giddy up!
Come on, Silver. Whoa, Silver. Well, Tonto, I see that you and he made it back to camp all right.
Men plenty scared, not talk.
Scared? Who wouldn't be scared? For no reason at all, I'm pursued by armed brigands, forced to seize the first horse I can find and...
I thought that horse belonged to someone else. You seem to be having a little trouble riding side saddle.
No wonder I can't. I think I'll just stand up. And what difference does it make? I'm now the prisoner of a masked outlaw, one whom the vile blows and buffets of mankind have so incensed at your reckless in what you do to spite the world. That's from the third act of
Macbeth.
Oh, why, yes, how did you know?
After a well-graced actor leaves the stage.
An outlaw who quotes Shakespeare. Tell me, who are you?
I'm not an outlaw, neither is Tonto. And it's far more important that you tell me why those men were chasing you.
Alas, I haven't the slightest idea. I, sir, am Oliver Meredith Hornblow, a humble lineage of the bard immortal.
Just visiting Quartzville?
I accepted an engagement to this misbegotten hamlet for this evening.
a charity performance for the benefit of...
Oh, yes. I heard about it.
Upon my arrival, I hastened to a restaurant for a bite to eat. Leaving there, I was set upon by those scoundrels who tried to kill me. So I purloined a horse and...
There must have been some reason for them to chase you.
None whatsoever. They just began to shoot, and one of them yelled, "Aim for his legs! We'll get that shoe off fast!"
Hmm. Then it must be something connected with that, with your shoe. Let's have a look at them.
Well, to tell the truth, this is most embarrassing. You see, the trunks containing my wardrobe have been delayed, and these shoes are, well, you know how we people of the theater are superstitious about old things? They are slightly worn.
Let me see them.
The fact is, I have an old piece of paper serving as a sole for one of them. Just for a joke, of course.
Paper? Where'd you get it?
In that restaurant I told you about. It was just laying there, and as it was a good, stout piece of parchment,
Why, there are two pieces of paper folded together. And they... These are no ordinary pieces of parchment.
What do you mean?
They're plans of some kind. Sketches of... A plan of all the levels, drifts, and cross shafts of the Matchless and White Hope mines.
But that couldn't be the reason for...
I think it is. Yes, I'm sure of it. Because, according to this plan of the Matchless, there's an old drift that cuts down to...
Kimosabe.
What is it, Tonto?
Horse said him ride with saddle, side saddle. There a name on the saddle bag.
Yes, it probably belongs to some woman
they'd
who...
say Julia Clark.
Clark? Julia Clark? Well, that's the girl who owns the White Hope. The mine where the men are...
My good fellow, if you really aren't an outlaw, and if you'll be so good as to return my shoe, I'll...
Unpack the gear, Tonto. We're not leaving here, at least for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I say, you will allow me to go into town, won't you? Even though my reception in Quartzville has so far been one of the most unmitigated rudeness, Oliver Hornblow never ceases, never cancels an engagement. I'll appear to the benefit this evening and give several readings from the bard's plays. Handicapped as I am by the lack of a supporting cast, I shall...
Don't worry, Oliver. I'll see that you get to the benefit on time. And I might even rake up a supporting cast for you.
It was later that evening that three figures moved quietly through the shadows surrounding the Matchless Mine.
Such sticky and blackness. In the dead vast in the middle of the night, that's from the first act of...
Quiet. I don't think there are any men working here tonight, but we can't be sure. Tonto? This is the engine house right ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
There may be an engineer in there. I hope so, because that'll mean there's steam up to operate the cage. You can handle him, can't you, Tonto?
Me do.
Go ahead.
Hey! What the? An Indian! What's that engine? You can't just...
No more talk. Me shut him up. That's good.
Tonto?
Me fix him. Just one man.
Everyone else must have left. Gone into town.
The more I think of what you've told me, that unwittingly I have crossed the path of a knave so foul, so treacherous, so...
Wait. We haven't proved anything yet. We can't be sure till you and I go down into the mine and follow this map.
I? You mean you want me to...
There's no telling what we'll find. I may need your help. Someone has to stay above ground to operate the steam hoist. You can do that, can't you, Tonto?
Me do whatever you say, Kimosabe.
Good. There's probably an indicator in the engine room to show the different levels. When I get the signal, let us all the way down.
Okay.
Come on, Oliver. Here's the shaft, and that's the cage. Step right over there.
You mean we're going to entrust our lives to this fragile bit of wood and metal?
Hundreds of men do it every day. Hang on. I'm going to signal Tonto to let us down. Here we go.
Oh, what a fool was that! countrymen. That's from
Julius Caesar.
It's cold, dark, and...
That's why I brought a candle and match. Here, hold this map while I strike a light. Let's see. We'll follow the lower level for about 200 yards, then take a cross drift that angles to the left and... Come on!
Ah, methinks. I would give all my fame for a pot of ale and safety. But lead off. I will follow. How much further?
I don't know. All we can do is follow the map.
We've walked 1,000 leagues.
Not quite that far, Oliver. Come on. Now, at this point, we should be...
On the way to China! A curse, I say, upon the...
Wait! I think I hear... It's up ahead. It's the miners! We found them! 2 days and nights without food or water. Stand back, Oliver. I'm going to shoot the padlock off the door. Now, if I can just...
Watch out, men! It might be another one of Finchley's tricks!
Don't worry, we're not...
Masked, so Finchley sent an owl hoot down here to finish his dirty job. Come on, boys, at least we can...
Wait, I'm not an outlaw. A friend of mine talked to Miss Clark this evening. Evidently, Mr. Finchley...
Julia, is she all right?
I'm sure she is. I wonder why Finchley wants all this trouble to keep you trapped down here.
Oh, I know. Because the motherlode and the matchless has played out. He tried to kill all of us with the blast. When that failed, he figured it was bottled up here to be starved to death. Then maybe he could cut through here and tap the White Hope. Wait till I get my hands on that murdering skunk.
It'll be a hard thing to prove. Finchley will claim the blast was an accident, unless we can... Oliver, you can prove it.
I?
And have a supporting cast for your performance at the same time.
I don't understand.
Neither do I, stranger. But I like the way you talk. Even if you are wearing a mask. My name's Paul Becker. And I...
Well, we'll have to hurry, Paul. There isn't much time. The first thing to do is get it above ground, then I'll explain what I mean.
Sure.
Come on, boys, let's go!
The benefit performance at the Quartzville Opera House was an assured success. As Oliver Hornblow waited in the wings to present his act, he was sure no one had seen him open the stage door and admit 20 grim and vengeful miners. He listened to Martin Finchley introduce him before the drawn curtain.
And now, my friends and fellow citizens, I take great pleasure in introducing a sterling artist who has so graciously consented to lend his talent to this worthy cause, Mr. Oliver Meredith Hornblow.
Thank you, thank you. As my humble contribution this evening, I will endeavor to enact the trial scene from The Merchant of Venice. Unfortunately, there aren't enough players to lend realism to the scene, so I must ask for your help. As you know, the scene is a courtroom, and I need someone to play the villain. Who'll volunteer? How about you, Mr. Finchley? Surely you're not adverse to playing a part in one of Shakespeare's finest dramas.
No. I'm not much of an actor, but I'll be glad to help.
Splendid, splendid. Take the seat right here, Miss Finchley. Now, we can proceed. I'll explain what's going to happen. Mr. Finchley is the accused, I am the lawyer, and you, the audience, are the jury. Only one thing is lacking. Witnesses. I'll present them now.
All right, John Doe, raise the curtain.
It's Paul Becker. And the boy.
Yes, it's these men brought up from the secret tunnel where Martin Finchley hoped to kill them and robbed the girl who owns the White House. These are the witnesses against Martin Finchley.
Say, you can't?
It's already done, Mr. Finchley. You are accused and convicted.
Julia!
The sheriff and his men have already arrested your hirelings who murdered Miss Gladys Foreman. They are waiting in the wings now to arrest you.
Oh, Mr. Hornblow, you were wonderful. Everybody in Courtsville is eternally grateful to you, especially Paul and me.
Tis not I who deserves your gratitude, my child. Say, Hornblow! Oh, it's you, the caustic valet who drives a stagecoach.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to congratulate you, Hornblow. Sure gave a great performance.
Yes, sir, it was great. Great? My friend, if you only knew the truth. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them.
I guess so.
By the Lone Ranger.
Hi-ho, Silver. Away!
The Lone Ranger has been brought to you by Cheerios, the new breakfast cereal from General Mills. The program carried by Bethany Lutheran College during these troubling corona times. Thanks for listening with me, your announcer, Leroy Shower. The Lone Ranger as A. Kepsel, Julia as Danica Dick, and the beloved actor Oliver Hornblow as Aaron Kelly. And remember, all the world is a stage. That's from Shakespeare, signing off.